screws and anchors for screws, and things like that. I put them in a jar, and I use them when I need them. And my dad had an interesting system. He used to nail the lids of jars to the underside of a shelf in the garage, and then he would screw the jar on, and that was his system to collect, store screws and then loose bolts and nuts and stuff like that. Anyway, I thought that was fun. Do other people do that? Probably.
I love it.
Hey,
I don't know.
I love it, love it, love it. Everybody, welcome to 6 Degrees of a Belly Dancer. This is Tony and Shasha, and we have a very, very special guest with us today. This is Mr. DB Wayfield. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. Couldn't be better. How
Awesome,
are you?
awesome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So, I've been looking at your Instagram and love it, man. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, this is great stuff. I see
It
it on
really is. It
Instagram.
really is. It's refreshing sometimes when I find new artists and you see stuff like this. So talk to us. Talk to us.
Well, I'm very surprised because I don't know what I'm doing really. So I'd like to hear what you find interesting about it, because to me it's all just like in the moment kind of stuff, you know? And like when you just played that clip, I was like, I was trying to remember why that was there. Of course, I have no idea, because all my stuff is very short and quick and in the moment, and like, yeah, it is what it
Hey,
is.
and you know
That
what?
is what's great
How it
about
should be. Yeah, how it should be, man. I mean,
They're all
quick and in the
about
moment is what
10
gets
minutes
us through
long.
day to day, you know?
Yeah,
So
they're short. The
definitely.
music is very soothing. Your voice is very soothing. So, this works for so many niches. I mean, people who
Tons
like
of
the
levels.
mindless chit chat, the company, the loneliness. Let me tell you what, when I start, I listen, Tony, I listen to many, many episodes of yours, DB. I feel like I know you, but you don't know me, so I'm kind of a stalker now.
Oh, it's
I
okay.
feel very close to him
Hey,
because
careful,
really got
DB
to,
man. You know what?
I mean,
This chick
I'm only on
has
season
been,
two right now, but
yeah, th this chick has
I
been
listen to
stalking
all
me
of them.
since I was a sophomore in high school, man.
Right. No, I did not. Only he had
I'm
the truck, so we
telling
could
you.
slough and get in the truck and drive away to go see him.
Right,
Yeah, that's the
exactly.
only reason I
This chick's
stalk
been
him.
stalking me since I was in 10th grade, man.
But no, I really feel like I know DB. I mean, let me tell you what, this is a man of many hats. He's from Belgium. He lives in Brooklyn, New York. Let me just to run down
Well,
the list.
I mean, just looking at your studio where you're at right now, man, I'm like jealous. I'm
Yeah,
like,
this is the
wow, you're
basement, man.
musician? Real, that's the basement.
This is
Okay.
the basement of a house that my partner and I purchased a few years ago, a few like 8 years ago or something, which was in complete disrepair,
Right.
and to a certain extent still is in disrepair.
It was pretty put together, DB.
So,
I mean, that's
well,
badass
thank you.
basement.
That's nice. That's
Yeah,
nice to hear.
thanks.
But
Yeah,
we love it. We feel
definitely.
very fortunate. But for me, it's that to have this space to just be down here to
Oh yeah.
chill and do my
Right.
thing.
I can
It's really
appreciate
nice.
you having space. You're
Right.
almost
I don't know if Shasha told you, but I'm like an extremely huge record collector. I've
See, well,
collected.
I
Oh yeah.
gathered that,
Right,
yes.
and I've actually done a lot of business with Brooklyn dealers and LP dealers in Brooklyn.
Oh,
Some of the
we
best,
may know
yeah.
some people.
Oh, some of the best guys in the world, man, and always cut you the best deal you can on those mint finds. You've been digging forever and ever and ever. And yeah, I've always had a good experience doing business with record brokers in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there's some crazy cats out here, but I'm not much of a record collector myself. I'm more of an appreciator.
Right.
I mean, I did bring some things because Shasha had asked.
You know, that was a little fun thing, Tony. I asked him to bring a record to the show, and I was
Okay.
wondering what he would pick because kind of his little thing on his podcast is he started out, he's not ashamed to say that he's a hoarder, and I can totally relate, but he's been going through his stuff, and I'm pretty sure that he might have found a record in there. I mean,
Ooh.
like, that's how his your podcast kind of
Lost
started with you
hoard
going through your
records.
stuff, right? And because they
Right.
know you that way through your stuff, and then it's kind of turned into a little personal journal of yours, which let me just, oh, I just want to quickly say it's awesome. It got my husband to clean out the cupboards in his kitchen. He's a chef, and we're listening to it, and he starts digging through the cupboards, and yeah, it's just it's the music, it's you're talking, and it really gets you doing some tedious stuff. I mean,
well,
I love it.
Right.
I guess what I'm trying to capture is just like something mundane in a way. And like, if somebody finds the mundane, like some beauty in the mundane, then that's cool with me. You know what I mean?
Relaxing. I mean, it's like a friend is there. Like I said, I feel like I know you and you don't know me. And I'm talking.
Well, since I'm here, if you have any questions, now is a good time to ask.
Well, I'm wondering if you found anything in the record area, because I did tell Tony that I was going to have you bring a record, and I was interested in what maybe you brought since you
right
come
I do have I do have one question though.
Oh, okay? Go ahead, ask away.
One question: Enter, Life, Change, and Stuff. Talk to me.
Yeah, it's really it started. So I gave up alcohol a few years ago.
Me too.
After a long journey. And that's nice, man. Good for you. And that was like the start of a whole like a big adventure, and that started this podcast as well. And you know, I kept when people ask me like, "How are you feeling? How are you doing?" My answer in the beginning was like, "It's life changing stuff."
Right.
And I was like, you know, it's and that sort of like stuck with me, and then. You know, while sort of thinking about everything, I realized that there are three things that I can sort of categorize my entire existence into. And these words really capture that. Life, obviously, you know, life. We're stuck with change is the inevitable constant. And then, you know, stuff is all the material bullshit.
Right.
And in my head, as well as or surrounding me, you know? And so that's kind of like my life together.
Right.
Sort of, you know,
it resonated with me. That resonated with me, sir. So I thank you for that one. So.
And yeah, just listening, I've listened to about 60, maybe 70 episodes.
Well, you are now officially my my greatest listener.
Like I said, I feel like I know you. I'm like, hello, stranger here. Yeah,
I haven't had a chance to listen to a full episodes yet, but I really want to.
Well,
I really enjoyed your Instagram account, so.
I was kind of gonna tell you, Tony, before it got to be 7 o'clock so soon, because 10 minutes sure does.
I hear you.
But
right.
So, you want the record? So what?
What do we have?
So because she mentioned the word appraising, and that made me think maybe like you're an actual record collector, which I was right.
Right.
And so I borrowed a record from my partner. She doesn't know, but it's like a very good record, and I played it today, and it's by the MC5.
My God.
So my in-laws are from the Detroit area.
Oh.
So if that is an original, uncensored press. From 1967.
Ooh, hold on. That cover there. Oof,
those are extremely rare. So if like it's an original uncensored, you could be looking at around $500 to $600.
So this one has this one also has a signature.
Oh like, damn!
It has an autograph.
Please tell me it's Sonic.
it's signed by a guy named Russ Gibb.
Russ Gibb, okay.
Okay, for those of those out there who cannot are not watching and just listening, what the heck record are we looking at?
We're looking at MC5, people.
Okay,
the founders of Detroit punk, man, and the founders that they're the guys who did it, man. They're the guys who started the whole fucking thing, you know.
Awesome.
They are the number one.
Well,
them Velvet Underground. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that. I love that stuff. It's really strange to listen to now, because when I was younger, I wasn't really a fan of them, and I didn't really know much about them before I moved to the States, right? So I'm amazed by some of the stuff they're saying here in this big sleeve.
Right.
They're
well,
like, we are
wow.
free men. They say like, wait, hold on. Just as I am, just to hear the music and have it be ourselves is what we want. We want what we need. We're lonely, desperate people pulled apart by the killer forces of capitalism and competition, and we need the music to hold us together. Separation is doomed. We are free men, and we demand the free music, a free high energy source that will drive us wild into the streets of America, yelling and screaming and learning, sorry, tearing down everything that would keep people slaves. I mean, that's like, it's like, it's all about revolution and like, okay.
See, oh yeah, oh yeah.
There it is.
Well,
there
it and is. See, I also have the Total Terror.
Oh, nice. We don't have that one, I think.
Yeah, this is like the set. It has all their studio records in it, you know, kind of a thing. But yeah, they are one of my favorites, and you know, their story is incredibly sad. You know, they were raided by, you know, they did prison time. It was just horrible what these guys went through, all to speak their mind. And they were they built the blocks that everybody else stood on, you know. So
now, Tony, do you know who Russ Gibb is?
The name is familiar. I just can't place it.
He was I also wasn't familiar with him until I found out about this through this record by my family. But he was a music writer, a critic, and he may have had a radio show as well. But apparently, he's the guy that started the rumor about Paul is dead.
Oh,
and you can Google the shit out of that if you want.
The dreaded enemy, man. I swear to God, nobody is hated more than the rock critic, man.
Give us some more details on what you're talking about here. Paul is dead, like a briefing, a nutshell.
You've heard of the Beatles, right? Yeah. So Paul McCartney, at some point, I'll keep it very short, was presumed dead.
It
was based on playing one of the Beatles records backward or some shit. And then,
right.
This guy said it on the radio show, and it went crazy.
It went wild.
Here's the theory before the internet, right? So people were talking about it all over the world, by the way. So it spread real far, just by radio and newspapers.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's like, that makes me think of the power of the youth, that the youth have today, right? With the internet and the crazy apps and all this social media
scary.
And stuff. It's unbelievable that it all exists and not much better is coming out of it.
What
would you appraise that record at, Tony?
Well, if that is an original uncensored press from the 1967 autographed, from the radio DJ, we could be talking into the thousands.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
No, not
all right.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's that's gone. Yeah, the number could go astronomical on a piece like that. So those ones are really, really rare.
Well, what about this one though? Because now that we're going, I brought a few more.
Yeah,
what else you got there?
More.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see what else you got.
The original press of Grover Sings the Blues.
Oh my God!
Love it.
Grover Sings the Blues.
Have you heard it?
I have actually. That one's actually pretty cool. That one sells pretty decent for around $45. So. Not a bad one, but
Grover.
Yeah. Grover, right, dude. I think I might have that in.
Tony, do you have that, like maybe the 7-inch of that?
Well, for a second there, it looked like something else, and for a second I thought it was, but then I seen it and I was like, okay, I thought it was this band called the 13th Floor Elevators, because they one of their first albums looked like that, and that's like a $30,000 record.
No shit.
So I just about shit my pants there for a second, but
oh, wow.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disappoint.
Oh, that's okay.
Awesome, cool. Okay, well, you know what, we almost have about a minute left, and so basically we're just here to like let everybody know that Mr. DB, can I say your real name, is Dalton, right?
Yeah, sure, yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Dalton, he used to go by Mr. VP, but he put that to sleep.
That's a long story that we could say for another time, but it has to do with money and copyrights and weirdness.
Copyrights, well, Tony knows about that.
Well, I mean, it's not like I'm making any serious money, so it doesn't matter.
Right,
you know.
Right.
But also, I'm Hello. So that was your phone.
Yeah, it looks like we gotta go to a commercial break, but when we come back, let's hear about that.
Cool.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and play Cloak of Ravens, right? Is that correct?
Yes, thank you,
Yeah.
Cloak of
Is that
Ravens,
the Cloak of
DB.
Ravens? Okay, so this is what the fuck is this? This is weird stuff. Okay.
Yeah, DB, DB,
Going
be sure to follow these guys. DB, follow these guys. They're on
to I'm
Instagram.
excited to learn more about the music that you're listening to.
Okay, so this is not the normal music that I listen to every day, but I've become kind of a I don't know, an expert on black metal. And so sometimes people give me these songs that are really weird. So it's 2 minutes, it's two different songs, 2 minutes, and they're a husband and wife duo from Sweden. And
Possibly.
there's not a whole lot of information I've been
They
able to
might be
dig up
brother
on
or
them, but
sister. I don't know.
right. But anyway, here's these two songs. We'll talk to you in about 4 minutes.
Sure.
Follow them, Cloak of Ravens from Sweden.
Okay.
They're real, they're always, they're very, very, they love OAS. They love you, Tony.
This.
They love your OAS, so I was like, it's only fair we play their music in the same
Right. Oh no. 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 One more to go. One more. One more to go. One more to go.
Bring your smile. Bring
That
They're
shit
trippy.
rocked.
You know what? I will say they are trippy,
Whoa.
man. They
That's good guitar. That's good
for
guitar.
just two of them to do it. I mean, yeah, and you know, the unconventional style and the heavy tremolo picking, you know, I get it. You know, it's hardcore, it's pretty, but I don't know, it's something different about it. I don't know, like it's kind of like Evanescence meets black metal kind of
You
a
know,
thing, you
at
know?
first it takes a little getting used to. At first it
It
takes a
does
little
take
getting used
it.
to, but once you get the guitar and that little beat in there, and when I was
I
learning,
like the intro.
yeah, right. Their
It's like
intros are
it, you
actually
know,
pretty
it's a
cool.
beautiful setting, and then like it, what happens after that really fits that, I think.
Right.
It's
I searched everywhere to try to find some live footage of them, but I've come up empty
Well,
every
they're
time.
brand new. They're new. They're new. They're brand
So
new.
they made this in their
Yeah.
apartment, I'm thinking,
Well,
and
they're starting to produce, but
they
they
have
follow
multiple
us, and
records.
I was listening. I'm like, man, Brent, these guys are really good, and I never really listened to this before, but hey.
I think they liked my black metal show
Yeah.
from my open air sonar. I
That's right.
Tell me the name of the band again.
That is Cloak of
A
Ravens,
Cloak of
and
Ravens.
Cloak of Ravens, and the first song was called Esoteric Revelations and the Night the Varg Ceased to Be. The second
Ah.
song is called Those Who Spite the Stars.
Oh yeah,
Nice.
that one's off a new album, I think. Yeah. Yeah, you definitely DB, follow them.
Yeah.
See if any of your students, oh, by the way, Tony, he's a school teacher. I know,
Ah,
so I'm
it's an
sorry about my
admirable
vocabulary.
position.
It's very poor. I can't talk worth a crap, so sorry.
I had a student a few years back who played death metal bass and guitar, and she
Whoa.
was a phenomenon. It was just incredible. And she would like
Awesome.
I would always like try to get her to come to school and play, but she never did.
I am also a huge death metal fan. Like I love death metal, and
That's,
I
yeah,
like
he does.
Carcass, you know, Obituary, you know, Death.
Hey,
I
DB,
love black or
what
death
kind of music do you
metal.
play? You DB never
Well,
talks about what he plays.
I don't really stick to much of anything really.
Just kind of play whatever, huh?
I
Any in your
mean, for
band?
usually what I do is I noodle on a guitar and songs come up. I like to write songs and sing. And then if I have the opportunity to play bass, which is my main instrument that I started playing as a teenager, I play with friends in different bands, and they're usually rock or
Right.
sort of Americana inspired. You know, we're old. We're like, we can't rock out that hard anymore.
Dude,
So.
you know, I know, like, so I Skinny Puppy is like my favorite band in the entire world. And when they did their last
Love them.
shows, they were in San Francisco, which is about an hour drive from where I live. And I'm thinking, oh, I gotta get up and go to work tomorrow. I don't know if I could do this, you know. And even though I don't drink anymore, you know, it's still like, okay, I gotta drive into the city, then I gotta drive back, and I gotta get up and go to work. But I went and I did it. But damn,
Nice.
yeah, I stand in
Well, the
the
last I'm very lucky, first of all, to live in Brooklyn, and there's like
now
so much
and
out here. But there's a bar literally a block and a half away from where I lived, and it's a really fantastic neighborhood place that also has live music. And so that's the last few times I played shows, it was right there, and I literally just like walked to the corner and back. And you know,
right.
that's really fun. Once
Yeah,
a
well,
year, I sit down
definitely.
with a band. Once a year for Mardi Gras, we do a giant New Orleans show here, which is
Oh,
really,
nice.
really cool, sort of funky meters stuff and Dr. John
Right.
and
Break
that
out the
kind of music.
Zydeco. Yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, no, we don't really go into the Zydeco. It's really just the
No.
funk and
Just the funk.
yeah.
I have
Funky,
a
funky to me. Yeah.
I got a Night Tripper copy, Dr. John. He's
Nice.
one of my favorites, man. The Gree Gree. He's the Gree Gree man.
Cool.
But
So
Yeah,
I
so
actually have a show coming up on Easter.
Oh, a show
Yeah,
that you're going to.
the Holy
Okay.
Trinity tour is this Easter. It's at a
Oh,
place called the
yes.
Starlight in Sacramento here, and it's gonna be Bestial Mouths, Speak Machine, and Sign. So these are the
Wow.
up and coming women of
Fine.
industrial music. They're three different bands fronted by women, and they are industrial's newest female players.
And
Awesome.
what's your band?
I do a small project at home. It's called state sanctioned contraband, and it's
What?
industrial.
Nice.
I haven't
Okay.
released anything yet. I've made a few songs. I did a cover of Coming to America by
What?
Neil
Oh,
Diamond.
send that to me because I
It's
you didn't tell me this.
really dark. So, it has a lot of
Oh.
Trump samples and stuff in
Oh, wow.
it.
Oh,
So
wow.
I haven't
Excellent.
released it yet. I'm thinking about it. It was
Just
really
release it, man. Just do it.
Put
Get it out
difficult
there.
programming
Yeah, get
Donald
out there.
Trump. It's gonna offend a
Wow.
lot of people, man.
How about you, DB? How about your singing? Are you singing and playing bass or just singing?
No, I do. I have some stuff up online under a different name, so I don't know
Oh.
if I should promote that, but it's like it's on SoundCloud. I have a
Give us a
thing.
teaser. Give us a
Yeah, it's
teaser.
let me see. Oh, you want me to play something?
You do? Yeah. Holy smokes.
Let me
You
stop
know how
my
to
share.
do a share screen.
I'm just going to my old music account here. Let's see.
Okay. And then,
My
you know, on the Zoom, you do a share screen for the sound, maybe.
Let's see if that is going to work. I can't promise.
We can teach you right now because we learn on the
I
spot.
wasn't. I'm not. I wasn't prepared. I thought I could just like play a song.
We could teach you right now.
Yeah,
Yeah,
we just learn as we go. That's
no,
how
do this.
the last we're like, what
Oh
does this
my
button do?
goodness. Oh my God.
Well, I
Let
you
me
guys should
tell.
just talk while I do this.
Okay.
While I look at something.
Tell us, DB. Tell us about. I was listening to some of your episodes, and there was an episode where you said, "Well, my partner just found out I have a podcast."
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting to me. I'm like, really? Well, you didn't tell her that.
Well, no,
It's a good one.
because like it's complicated, but one of the things that I started using I called one of the episodes something, and it was a reference that only very few people could know, and I think her sister found out, and she's like, "He's using our thing," and I'm like, "Oh, I didn't know it was proprietary." So, and then,
Jeez.
no, but like, she knew I was doing a sobriety journal type thing, but no,
Okay,
I did it,
okay.
and she didn't know I was making it public, so there was that.
Well, surprise, surprise. That's
Surprise,
awesome.
surprise.
Good. Did you figure out the sound on the thing?
I did not because I got super
Okay.
distracted,
Oh,
and
let me.
then I was like, "Oh, they want to hear a song of mine? Okay,
Yeah.
it's all, I don't know. Let's see.
Hey, DB, you keep checking that out and do the share screen audio on your Zoom thing.
Well,
You know what? I'm gonna talk for a second while you're fishing around there, and you don't have to listen to me
please. Oh,
because we have a.
actually, I do have something to tell you. Tell
What's
us.
that?
So May 29th in Salt Lake City. I don't know what the date is for Brooklyn, but May 29th, Lords of Acid at a music hall in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I know because
Are you
Galen
going?
is the drummer for Julian K, is also the drummer for that band. No, I'm going to Julian K, and that's
Oh,
where I like to see the
God.
G-Man drummer. Yo, but hey, they're coming with, can I'm going to make a drop too right now.
I'm gonna go to Lords of Acid when it comes here.
Tonight in San Francisco at what's it called?
The DNA Lounge.
Thank you, Julian K, tonight with September Morning and Priest. And then tomorrow, our best friends Riddled With is playing at Home Depot or at Home Depot. They're playing at Home Depot.
Home Depot.
No, they're playing at the Depot for Pepper
That's
Roads.
at Salt
I'm
Lake,
not sure who
though.
that is, but it's kind of a big deal. We're gonna dress up. It's
But
Halloween.
that's in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, the Depot.
Oh.
It's gonna be Halloween Never Dies Volume 2 with Pepper Rose. But yeah,
Oh.
Riddled With is like, hey, you got it to share. Sweet. And you have the
I
sound
did.
sharing where you share audio.
Well, I have never live done a streaming like this, live streamed as well, but
Hey, we learned
I
it
just lost
live.
it. Okay, so this is my SoundCloud where I put all my demos from past and present, and they're very much like
Oh, nice.
my podcast and my writing. I write a
I'll
lot on
follow
Medium.
you.
I actually wrote an article about vinyl records. You should check it out.
Oh,
But the
nice.
Yeah, so my music is just usually very minimally produced.
Looking
I'll play
good,
this one because
TJ.
I like this. I like this one, "Ghost of a Dead Love." That's a good song. Can you hear that? I'm still playing at
Yes.
windows, chasing ghosts around.
Oh, wait, no. Stop it for a sec.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, now go into Tony. We talk him through how you did me, where you go in down to the share screen and then go
Yeah,
over
you
to
click on the
advanced.
share screen and then you go over to computer audio and click the button that says share.
But make sure you move over the tab to advanced, right? Or
Yes.
video.
Yes, advanced.
Advanced tab. And then it'll say share computer audio.
Correct.
This is how Tony and I learn. We learned like
Oof.
live. We're like, hey, world, would you like to learn us learn our equipment?
You're
No,
so high tech compared
but
to me.
she's crazy, man. She was making me learn this stuff while we were trying to do live shows.
This is
And
all I
I'm
have
gonna
time
go
for.
live tonight.
Okay,
I'm
I
like,
got to
what?
squeeze it in
Because
on my
before,
tab.
yeah, we would just record them. She would send them to me, and then I would edit them and put them together and put them out. You know, it wouldn't be a live show. But
Yeah,
then
well, we
she's
were
all,
both
we're gonna, and
producing it.
then
I
she's
would,
all forcing
he
me to
puts
do
the
live
music
shows.
on.
So we had to learn it that way.
Wait, people are actually listening to this right now?
Oh yeah, we're live on YouTube. I put a little memo out on 6 Degrees of a Belly Dancer that said we will be live with, and I
Yeah,
tapped.
I mean, I was a little kidding, a
Oh,
little
hearty har har. I can't even tell.
bit.
Did you figure out
Okay.
the
Like
share audio thing?
I actually found out what live streams are a while ago.
I found out live. You know,
There's a, live streaming is huge in China.
oh, dude, I hear they have. Oh, I saw a video the
Stevie
other
used to
day
live there.
of
Yeah.
like what were they called? Content factories, where they've got people in little cubicles that look like little
Absolutely.
rooms, and they've got a little person in there that sits and dance in front of the little round light with
Yep.
the phone,
What?
and there's like
Yeah.
hundreds of them in this building. They're content factories.
Wow.